I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily, everyone, and happy Monday. It's a brand new day, new week ahead. I honestly don't know how it happened, but Mondays have suddenly become my favorite day of the week. It's just so nice to get to actually have a moment to sit down and anchor into what I want to create for the week ahead. Once I started setting these intentions, and normally I don't always do it every single Monday, but now with Yoga Girl Daily, setting this intention for the week, it's really helping me to stay conscious and anchored into what I'm doing for the week. We don't want days to just kind of blend into each other and for weeks to blend into each other. And before we know it, half the year has passed and we don't really know what we did with that time. We want to be really clear and feel good about what we're putting out into the world and how we are spending our time.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it's Make It Happen Monday. We're going to set our intentions together right now. This week, I want us to focus on something that is so unbelievably important, but I feel like it's something that many of us just put on the back burner a lot. And that is the practice of self-care. I mean, we all know we can't pour from an empty cup. And, you know, we have so many things we want to get done every week, people we want to take care of. We can't take care of anybody else unless we are taking care of ourselves first. We have to fill our own cup. And that self-care practice is so important. And it shouldn't just be that one thing that we do once a week or something like that, but we have to find ways to fill our cup every single day. So that is why this week our intention is centered exactly around that self-care. It goes like this. This week, I will practice self-care by. And then you fill in the blank. This week, I will practice self-care by. How are you taking care of yourself this week? Let's get really, really specific. And I want this to be something actionable that you will actually apply with your intention every single day. So what is that self-care practice that maybe you already have that you know is really good for you, helps you fill your cup, helps you feel good and balanced and strong and gives you space? That one practice that's really good for you, but maybe that you've been having a hard time committing to every day. That one self-care practice that you know you need a little extra motivation, extra inspiration to actually do it every day. For me, it's really clear in my mind what that is. I have lost my center or my routine a little bit when it comes to my meditation practice over the past couple of months. So the practice of getting up in the morning and then sitting in silence, having those first few silent moments at the beginning of my day, I've totally lost it. I find it really easy to roll out my mat and practice yoga. Yoga asana for me has been really easy this whole, you know, past couple of months, but it's been more challenging for me to motivate myself to really stick with my meditation practice. So that's a really good actionable intention for me to keep this week. This week, I will practice self-care by meditating for 10 minutes every morning. And then, of course, I have to go and actually do that. I'll commit to getting up 10 minutes earlier than I normally do all week long and then practice sitting in silence, connecting to my breath, anchoring into the present moment before I get going with the rest of my day. Maybe that's a good intention for you too, if you feel drawn to that. who knows? Perhaps what you need is maybe not more sitting down in silence, but you feel like you need more inspiration to actually get up and move. A good intention for you could be this week, I will practice self-care by exercising until I break a sweat every day. Or maybe, just like me, you need a little more sleep. I think a lot of us could use a little bit more sleep. This week, I will practice self-care by making sure I get to bed before 10 p.m. every night. Or this week, I will practice self-care by staying away from social media. That's a good one. By getting on my yoga mat every day, by spending time in nature. The world is your oyster. You literally have so many options here, and it's up to you to find an intention that really resonates with your heart, with your soul, and then stick to it. So take a moment to sit in silence, journal on your intention. This week, I will practice self-care by, and then find a way to anchor back into that intention every day. It could be that post-it note on the bathroom mirror that works really well for me, or find a friend, a spouse, someone in your life to help you anchor back to your intention every day. And then, of course, you do the same for them. Having someone to bond with and set an intention with together is a really great way to feel supported when it comes to taking care of ourselves every day and then all week long. Wishing you a beautiful day ahead. Take really good care of yourself. Thank you so much for tuning into Yoga Girl Daily today, and I'll see you tomorrow.